But Enough About Me, written by Burt Reynolds and read by Burt Reynolds.
A movie star runs into an old friend on Rodeo Drive. The friend can't get a word in edgewise as the star goes on and on about her glamorous life, the A-list parties, the Bel Air mansion, the Bentley convertible. In what seems like eternity, she finally takes a breath and says, "But enough about me. How'd you like my last picture?" Author's Notes. This book is about the people who shaped me for better or for worse. In chapters named for specific individuals or for groups of people, I pay homage to those I love and respect, from my family and friends and the athletes, the actors, the directors, the teachers, students who've enriched my life. You'll find mostly love letters here, but a few poison pen notes too, because my bullshit detector has improved with age. I don't hesitate to call out the assholes I can't forgive, like the Hollywood friends who came and went in herds. But I also try to make amends for being an asshole myself on too many occasions. I've always made fun of myself, and I don't stop now. And I think I've learned a few things about acting, about filmmaking, about love, and about life. But enough about me. I hope you enjoy the book.
Foreword by John Voight. It's the second day of filming Deliverance. Burt Reynolds is playing Lewis Medlock, a macho survivalist, and I'm Ed Gentry, a mild-mannered suburbanite. Our characters have arranged for a couple of backwoods guys to lead us down to the river in their truck. We're to follow them in our scout SUV, with Burt behind the wheel and me riding shotgun, with no seatbelt. As I would learn, that's the way it often feels with Burt. No seatbelt. In the script, Lewis decides he wants to lead, not follow. So he cuts onto the road in front of the truck, and it makes Ed nervous. That's the script. So the plan is to give the truck a small head start, then cut through a grassy area and beat it to the road. Now we're rolling film, and the assistant director calls through a bullhorn, "Number one car," and the truck takes off. A few seconds later, we hear, "Number two car." But Burt waits. And waits. I'm wondering what the hell's going on. When he finally takes off, I know we have no chance to keep close to the truck, never mind beat it to the road. Burt floors it, and we almost go airborne. I'm certain now we're going to crash into the truck, and I brace against the dashboard. But somehow, we land on the road about a foot ahead of the truck, throw up some dust and stones, and head on down the road. And I hear Burt's whoop of a laugh that I would come to learn signals another happy brush with danger. It's at about this time that I learn that this world-class athlete, this all-star halfback back at Florida State, is in the stuntmen's union. We're not done. A few scenes later, the two of us are still in the SUV facing what looks like an overgrown cow path in the middle of the woods. There are tiny trees growing on it, and we don't have much visibility. We're in a tight spot on both sides with no room for technicians or camera crew. A couple of crew members have fastened a gyroscope camera on the hood of the SUV, which is supposed to keep steady no matter how tough the ride is. It's an early use of this technology, and everyone is hoping it will work. With the camera secured, the director and all of the crew leave us to take over the filming ourselves.